Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the 24th of April, 2024. We have been through Earth Day, and I hope that you are continuing to give thanks to Mother Gaia and all that she gives to us. I wanted to read from this weekend, How Does Fear Serve You? So I really like this piece, so I'll see what you think. Here we go. How does fear serve you? Does it bring you joy, status, health, and prosperity? Does it allow you to sleep peacefully and deeply? Does it allow you to see the gifts of the universe given to you each day? Dear one, you hold on to fear so tenaciously. Why? Consider how it serves you. Indeed, your physical body fears loud noises and falling. That is an innate fear meant to protect the body. But what about those other fears you carry so deeply? How do they make your life easier? You are like someone walking up a steep mountain carrying a backpack filled with large stones. Those stones are the fears that you carry. They weigh you down and prevent you from making forward progress. They tire you out and cause you to stumble and crawl when you can fly. What would happen if you gently laid down those stones, one by one? Can you do a visual meditation that allows you to do just that? Gently letting go of the heaviness each stone brings to you. Look into that backpack and select a stone. What does it symbolize for you? Fear of lack, loss, or failure? Consider if that fear is justified. Does not a loss allow for something else to enter your life? Does not a lack often mask the strength never considered before? Is there a failure in your life? Or is it just a redirection or a challenge to strengthen you? Dear one, as you choose each stone and reflect upon its meaning to you, also give gratitude for showing you how far you have come and how you no longer need to carry it with you. Each experience in your life is a catalyst for growth. Many of you have carried judgment, especially self-judgment, the furthest. Was it something you said or did or failed to say or do? What was the reason for that action or inaction? Was your intent pure and just misunderstood by another? For dear one, you have no control over how another will respond to you. Were you tired or trying to protect yourself? Did that inner child need the interaction to occur this way due to a past experience? Reflect upon changing that self-judgment to self-compassion. All are wounded souls, and the motivation could be as simple as self-care. Spend time on these reflections and see a life of grace rather than a life of judgment and failure. Have you considered how you may have been the catalyst for another to make a positive change in their life? Are you beginning to see how carrying these stones causes you needless worry and energy use that can be directed elsewhere? Are you feeling lighter already just considering the possibilities for changing your life? Understand the paradox that life is simply learning how to love in a world that is so very complex. When you fall in those old fears, stop and ask for another way to approach them. Water flowing in the same direction will eventually create a smooth hollow in stone for easier movement. So too, a constant way of viewing your life creates a channel that prevents seeing other perspectives. This is the time to gently release all that no longer serves you. It will not be done in one meditation, but over time, as you gain momentum in seeing yourself and this world in a kinder, gentler light. The next time you embrace a long-held fear, ask yourself if you need it. How has it served you? Is it time to lay it down as you take your next step forward? You can do this. You are ready to do this. You only need support. And dear one, you have the support of so many loving beings here, right now, embracing you and applauding you for your progress. Question those fears. Replace judgment with compassion. Lighten your load and see how much lighter your next step is. Allow us to help lift those stones. Bless the lessons and move on. You are ready. You are capable. You are indeed one with all of Thee. How often do we fall into the same practice of judging ourselves, thinking we should do this or not do that, and we judge ourselves so harshly, rather than taking another perspective and saying, well, wait a minute, why did I or didn't I do that? Was I just too tired? Was I just overwhelmed? Was I just trying to do the right thing, but they didn't understand? There are so many different perspectives. And just like the example of water cutting a crevice in stone because it flows the same way all the time, that's what's happening to us. Our psyche just gets used to looking at things one way, and we can't get out of that practice. It's a habit. So what this is telling you is that choose another way. Really think about why you did or didn't do something, and then forgive yourself. Have compassion for yourself. Was that your inner child needing support, needing a rest? There are so many possibilities. This is a time when we need to take care of ourselves. The world is in chaos, but the best way that we can help the world is to help ourselves. And that's what this post is asking people to do. Focus on yourself, because the more you grow, the higher your vibration, the happier and joyful, more joyful you are, the more you're going to be putting out to the world, and other people will pick up on it. They'll feel that, and it'll be something different from all the craziness that you read in the paper and on the TV and all of that. I really liked this post. I had gathered with some friends this past weekend, and oh my gosh, this was the theme of the weekend. Realizing that something we shamed ourselves for so many years was just a matter of taking care of ourselves. What a difference it makes. So that's what I have to offer this week. I hope you're well. I hope you are taking care of yourself. And if you're not, stop and ask yourself, am I worthy of this? And the answer is, of course you are worthy. You are so worthy. You are so loved. And your life does make a difference in this world. So that's all I have to say. Be well, be happy, until next week. Bye-bye.